She's a business mogul.
Number one.
And wellness expert.
How can I help?
And now Chantel Ray and her amazing guests are here to guide you on your wellness journey.
Time to level up.
Welcome to the Waste Away Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. And I'm so excited we have Autumn McCleese. And she is a multifaceted force. She's an entrepreneur. She's a podcaster. She's a high performance coach. She's an author. And we are going to be talking about her holistic wellness journey. We're going to be talking about past traumas that can help, that can kind of hold you back, and current stressors that can hold you back from taking it to the next step. So Autumn, welcome.
Oh, thanks so much for having me and your incredible audience. I'm truly honored to be here.
So I want to hear about your wellness journey. And I know that you, right before the call started, you were telling me about some things going on with your own health. So I want you to tell listeners a little bit about what's happening and kind of what happened with your journey.
Yeah. So about almost 3 years ago now, I mysteriously got diagnosed with hepatitis C. And I say mysteriously because really there's no way that I could have this. Ways that you typically get it, it's a bloodborne infection or disease that essentially affects the liver. And so to get it, you often have to have had a blood transfusion, maybe intercourse with someone, drugs shooting up. Some people say maybe tattoos. And I have done none of those. In fact, so like my husband and I, we've only been with each other. I don't have any tattoos. I've never had a blood transfusion. I've never done a drug in my life. And so to get this diagnosis was incredibly disheartening, but also very frustrating and just a complete mystery. I found out through routine blood work, which was just normal blood work that the doctor was running, checking up on things. And my liver enzymes were really elevated, so much so that they said, I don't know how you're not jaundiced right now. We've got to look into this. We've got to see what's going on. So they said, we're going to have to scan you for the different types of hepatitis. And hepatitis C is actually one of the worst types. It can potentially be deadly. It can work towards cirrhosis in the liver, liver cancer, and it's kind of deemed uncurable, although there is a medication out there that we can dive into later that I am actually not choosing to take at this time. But then in my years of navigating this illness and looking to conquer it naturally, I have found some others that have actually conquered it naturally. And so so that's where I'm at. But prior to that, I will say that years and years, like probably 13 years ago, I conquered an incurable autoimmune disease through holistic alternative medicine. So that's really what built my belief and allowed me to kind of start to learn and navigate these waters of holistic health. And so since then, I've been able to tackle most all of our illnesses naturally, away from antibiotics and away from drugs. And so when I was presented with this, of course, this is my mindset. And so now thanks to this, and I say thanks to this journey because it really has been like a blessing in disguise, I guess you could say, which some people I have heard them say they're cancer or they're this or they're that. You know, worked towards bettering them in some way, shape, or form. But this has really allowed me to look at myself, to learn more about health, about me, about what I could be doing differently. And this journey can't be wasted. I need to use it as a platform, as a means to further be able to help people through my own experience and my own journey. So I launched a podcast over a year ago, and now just like yourself, loving this realm of health and, just living here and learning and applying it to myself. And I've had to do a lot of deep diving emotionally and spiritually. in trying to uncover and unlock the potential for my body to overcome this. So that's that in a nutshell.
Wow. So what was the autoimmune disease that you had that you helped yourself heal from originally?
So it's called lichen sclerosis. It's actually a really rare condition. I think it's actually becoming more prominent now. In fact, I had a doctor tell me that there's a lot of young girls that actually find themselves with it. But it's a skin disorder where the body starts attacking the skin. But for me, and my mom actually had it, for me, it showed up vaginally. And it's a real pain in the you-know-what, especially because I was looking to go on to have another baby. And I'm actually a birth doula as well on the side. I help coach and train women and moms through childbirth. And so I had had a C-section with my first, and I was really looking to have a VBAC home birth with my second. But I was having such struggles with that there was no way I was going to be able to give birth naturally. So my doctor, my mainstream medical doctor, told me, he's like, well, we don't know why you have this, and we don't know what to tell you to do about it other than here's a medication, have a nice life. The medication actually has side effects to further worsen my condition and really work against me ever having a vaginal birth. So I sought out a holistic medicine doctor, a local one. I asked her, I said, can you help me with this? And she said, yeah, I really believe I can. Chantel, in 4 months, we completely reversed everything. And we watched, she found autoimmune levels. We watched those come down to normal. Everything down south returned to normal. And that is really when I saw the power of getting to the root cause of your health. You have to understand some of those foundational things. Our bodies are made to heal, but if we're doing things that work against that process, we're not going to be able to heal. So we have to identify the interference that's getting in the way with our bodies being able to heal. And so, long story short, I was then got the thumbs up to go get pregnant, got pregnant, had an incredible home birth with my daughter. And I will just say, like, I didn't even tear. And that's, you know, a very common thing for women to tear during childbirth. But to just know that is what is possible. I mean, I'm here to be that inspiration to people that truly so many things are possible here in holistic alternative medicine.
I love that. So what were the things that you did food-wise and kind of health-wise to get rid of some of those autoimmune conditions that you had?
Yeah, so this is one that I will say what set me up for really kind of like an understanding to looking even into holistic alternative medicine is this moment I had years prior. I was watching an infomercial. And it's funny because I don't really watch infomercials, but I just, you know, one of those things that came on TV, and it was about this book called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. And it really intrigued me. So I bought the book, I read it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's so many things in our food that we don't even know about. And if we don't know better, we can't do better. So I once I woke up to that, I'm like, I'm not going to be a sheep to the slaughterhouse. Like I started reading labels. So we're talking things like obviously GMOs. I mean, I don't know if they were as prominent back then as they are now, but that's not even, our body doesn't even recognize it as food, and it's everywhere. So if you can buy organic, that's going to free you up from being exposed to GMOs. But obviously consuming as much organic food as I could, this particular doctor took me off of all wheat. And there's a couple different reasons for that, but one of the bigger reasons, and this is actually something that I tell people because I have a coaching mentorship program for people that are looking for a mentor or some guidance and like, okay, I want to better my life. I want to clean up my life. I want to, you know, work towards better health, or maybe I want to see a holistic doctor or dentist. You know, how do I go about that? So one of the things that we that I'll highlight is glyphosate. It's in our wheat. It's in a lot of things, actually. Tea, beans, legumes, etc. So that sweet tea that you're having, if it's not organic, you're having some tea with some glyphosate in your drink. And so, in case for if you don't know what glyphosate is Roundup weed killer, and they use this as on the crops. It just helps, you know, the harvesting and make it more easy and concise. And then they often use it as a drying agent. So like 2 weeks before harvest, they will spray it to hurry up and dry it out so then they can harvest it. So they do this with a lot of foods. So anyway, there's no cleansing or cleaning that chemical off, and glyphosate has been shown to have cancer correlations and respiratory stressors and, you know, eye and skin, all sorts of things. So she took me off of all wheat. And then she also is a big believer in coming off of dairy, because dairy is inflammatory. It's very mucus producing. And so we're really trying, her focus is really to remove the inflammation aspects of someone's diet. And ultimately, that, along with some supplements that she saw that I could use some support based on my blood work, some areas that needed some extra support, that alone, just diet and supplements, we watched my numbers come down in those 4 months.
I don't know about you guys, but I am stressed. And if you're feeling overwhelmed this holiday season, then I get it. With all the family get-togethers, it is just a relentless source of stress. But anyway, there is something that I've got called Stress Guardian, and it's actually made by Bioptimizers, the people who make the magnesium breakthrough, which I love, love, love. But anyway, they are literally made this new product. It has 14 adaptogenic herbs, and it just regulates your stress. I just actually took some right this second, and it's awesome. If you go to stressguardian.com/wasteaway and put in waste away for 10% off your first order, it's stressguardian.com/wasteaway. Go there now.
That's so good. One of the listeners' questions that I just got yesterday, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but she was saying how that she felt like she, you know, has been doing gluten. She's been doing gluten-free everything, but one of her friends said that there was a bakery that was making this organic sourdough that basically they had, you know, done the sourdough mix for like months or whatever. And she said that, you know, she always used to avoid gluten, but she was having all these gastro, you know, problems, including bloating. But she started eating this sourdough bread, and she said it's the only kind of bread that she can eat. It's this organic sourdough, and she can actually eat it without feeling bad. And it makes her, if she had the choice between eating the gluten-free bread or the organic sourdough, she feels better on the organic sourdough. Have you heard anyone talk about that as far as that goes?
Yeah, and I would say it's like situational. I mean, obviously, yes, during that time, because I was gluten-free, I did go and get some gluten-free bread. It wasn't sourdough. They actually have way more options out today. There's a brand, if you look online, it's called Need, K-N-E-A-D, Need Something. If you look up Need Bread, it's probably out there. I learned about it from Barbara O'Neill, and she said that it is the cleanest, purest bread that is totally gluten-free, and it comes from sourdough. And the reason why, oftentimes sourdough might sit differently or be differently for someone, is that the fermentation process, essentially those organisms are eating up all the gluten. So there shouldn't really be a whole lot of gluten left, but still you have to be mindful. And if you're trying to make a rather large push in your health and really trying to accomplish some good strides or even reverse a condition, it would probably be just best to just
avoid it.
Gluten. Yeah, for just a time being until you get over that hump. But yeah, just people just on the day-to-day that are looking to be healthier, obviously that'd be fantastic. And you want organic because then you know it doesn't have the glyphosate, the Roundup weed killer.
Yeah, I think you're talking about simple needs. Is that the one you're
simple
talking
needs.
About?
Simple needs. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. So let's ask you, what is kind of like a day in the life of Autumn look like when it comes to, I want you to kind of talk about kind of your air and your water and the like a typical day. Like, give us all the kind of different hacks that you've done to kind of really change yourself for the better.
Yeah. Well, and I want to preface all this with, if you're someone that's really looking to take charge of your health and even reverse certain conditions, which is entirely possible, we're not told that enough. And more people need to hear it. It needs to be on the 5 o'clock news, and you're never going to see it there. You cannot beg God to heal you and then stay loyal to what is killing you. So that's the first step, is you have to make a change. Your lifestyle is not conducive to healing, hence the reason why you have what you have. And even with my hepatitis C, I mean, I will say I've had to look deeper, and it has forced me to go beyond what I ever even realized was like these arenas of health, because my body didn't have to accept or assume this virus. Like, there was something that was off in that season of life. And man, looking back, I can definitely see some things that I should have been doing differently. So looking at all that, I was not in a healthy enough place where my body did assume this virus and took it on. And now here we are. Okay, so some of the things that I do is obviously food. So if you're listening, I want to give you just like some simple foundational things to be mindful of if you are looking to know better and then do better. So like I said, organic gets rid of any GMO options. So as much as you can buy organic, all the better. When it comes to fruits and vegetables, you can look up the Dirty Dozen and see which ones to really avoid, because those ones are usually pretty heavily sprayed with different pesticides and whatnot. As far as oils go, if you can stick to things like butter, tallow, coconut oil, avocado oil, olive oil, or ghee, those are your best options. I'm actually on a liver regeneration protocol right now. They have me on absolutely no oils. I can't even be on avocado oil or coconut oil or anything, because we are just truly giving my liver a break. And oil is one of the worst things for your liver. So if you have like fatty liver or whatnot, these options are going to be better than anything else out there. MSG is one of those ingredients that
I want you to stay there on the whole oil piece, because that is the first time that I've heard that. What about butter? Are you eating butter?
That's
or
great. Ghee? Yeah, so butter's the healthy fat.
Just not any kind of oils. You'd prefer to do everything in, it would be better for you to do it in butter or ghee.
Butter, ghee, yeah. Tallow. Making more of a comeback these days from like the 1920s or whatever it was. But if you do have to have an oil, avocado oil or olive oil or coconut oil.
So my son right now is an influencer for a company called Masa Chips. And he's actually the number two influencer in the whole company right now. They actually just sent us, we are doing a giveaway right now because they sent us literally like boxes and boxes of different chips. And they're made with just organic corn, beef tallow, and sea salt. Yeah, so they're super, super organic. They're really delicious. And so we're going to be doing a huge giveaway. So join our Facebook group and you'll see that on there, and you can win some free Masa chips. And if you decide to order them, just look at the coupon code below and you'll click Kyle. That's my son's name. And I'm telling you, the chips are so good. and they just came out with a new one. They've already sold out of all of them. They're called churro flavor, and they're only 2 grams of sugar, and they're made with like regenerative. I can't even say the word.
Regenerative?
Yeah, regenerative sugar and or like powdered sugar. And it's only 2 grams of sugar, like very lightly with like cinnamon. So they have like a churro flavor too that is really good. But yeah, beef tallow is definitely on the comeback for sure.
It is. And so then a couple others, sugars are a big one. Sucralose, Splenda, and Equal. Those are like the fake cancer-causing sugars, and people really need to wake up to this. They have been associated with the potential of cancer, digestive issues, neurological conditions, and whatnot. And so replacing it with like honey, grade B maple syrup, agave, stevia, or monk fruit, those are more natural options. Food dyes is a big one to stay away from as well, super hard on the liver. And food dyes are everywhere. You might not realize it, but it's in like your children's Motrin that's like cherry flavored. It's in cereal, relish, Gatorade, Cheetos. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it causes symptoms of like hyperactivity, almost like ADHD type symptoms. It has also been associated with potential cancer causing effects, digestive issues, and it's a neurotoxin. And then meat. So meat is a big one. I just actually further learned more about meat recently in an episode where I had a regenerative farmer on. And really, this is like nuts and ridiculous and mind-blowing all at the same time. So basically, most all of the meat in the U.S. comes from only 4 big corporations. They call them the Big Four. And it's like 3 of those literally are from China. So we have meat that we're eating at a restaurant or in the grocery store that you're buying meat from China. And we don't know the conditions. We don't know what's happening over there. There could be absolutely no regulations. Like, we have no idea. So it, and even organic has a little bit of a, it's more of a chance that it's going to be better, safer, higher standards for sure. So once again, that's a really big one. The animals are not supposed to have antibiotics and growth hormone and, you know, eating GMO feed, etc. So, but I mean, I can see so much where, and I have to say too, I interviewed this factory farm, a guy that specializes like in the farming industry. And we are talking super sick, stressed out animals. I mean, antibiotic ridden, you know, medications, tight quarters, short lives, pump them full of growth hormone, and they are stressed out. So when we eat sick animals, how can we not be sick? So meat is a pretty big one. Since learning some of these things, I've switched to looking at regenerative farm sources that will ship to your doorstep. So like Primal Pastures, Triangle-esque Livestock, and Butcher Box are like some good options that you can go look up on Amazon, on Instagram. And so that kind of covers the food aspect. And here's one of the things I'll leave you with as far as the food goes. One of the things I had to realize is, what am I truly eating? When you look at a pretzel, you think, oh, look how nice this is packaged. And oh, maybe some people might think a pretzel is healthy. Well, a pretzel is made up of flour. So imagine putting this in a bowl and then just eating it. Flour, salt, sugar. So far, we're not looking very healthy. Yeast, baking soda, canola oil, and malt syrup, which is often GMO. And so is the canola oil. Like, what in the world would you put that in a bowl and then start spooning it into your mouth? No way. But that's what we're eating when we're eating pretzels. And that goes for a lot of packaged foods. So other areas I have done better in and have changed is water. I now drink molecular hydrogen water. You can get the tablets. I actually have a free resource Chantel, that I can send to you to put in the show notes for the listeners, that links this molecular hydrogen water that I use on Amazon. There's also reverse osmosis. So you've got to have clean water, because your cells, your mitochondria, the little engine of every single cell, can get gummed up. That alone has allowed people to further progress in their health journey, is drinking clean water. Our public water has antibiotics and fluorides in it, fluoride. And so that's important. And then air, having an air purification, being mindful of personal care products. Like, for example, our makeup is ridden with lead and talc. And for those of you that don't know or aren't aware of the Johnson & Johnson lawsuit that took place years ago, they found asbestos in any talc products. If you go check your makeup right now, usually talc is in powders, sometimes eyeshadows. They found asbestos in Claire's makeup for kids. And so you're literally, you could be putting asbestos all over your face every day with lead in your lipstick, red dyes. I mean, it's insane. But the good news, this is not to overwhelm. The good news is that there are clean options. In fact, that's also in my freebie. I have clean makeup options, and they're out there. If you check the,
what is your favorite makeup option right now? I know that Beauty Control just went out of business. I remember seeing that. I don't know if you've heard, or Beauty Counter. Yeah,
yeah. Mineral Fusion is a good one. But if someone downloads the EWG app, you can look up makeup, and it'll give you the toxic rating for your current makeup and give you clean options as well.
Guys, I just want to interrupt for just a second, and I want you to hear Paul Saladino talk about why liver is so important. And if you don't like liver, we have another option for you.
Your ancestors were eating liver. And the reason that this sort of wisdom has been passed down is because liver is very nutritious. It's basically nature's multivitamin. If you look at the nutrients in meat, they're great. You've got zinc, you got B6, you got B12, you got some K2. But if you look at liver, it really complements what's in muscle meat. And there are many unique nutrients found in organs, specifically liver as a powerhouse of these, that are difficult to obtain outside of liver. Like meat and organs are like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together. They're supposed to be eaten together. The easiest way to eat liver is just to do it raw. If you don't want to eat liver raw, you can cook it. But the reason that I like to do it raw is because there are unique nutrients in liver that are probably somewhat degraded when you cook the liver.
This really is like the most nutrient-rich supplements that you can find. And they are amazing. I have tried them. I absolutely love them. So just go to heartandsoil.co, use the coupon code Chantel Ray, and save you some money there.
So I want you to talk about the hydrogen water for just a second. So this has been kind of a big thing. Everyone's kind of talking about it right now. So if you haven't heard about what hydrogen water is and you're hearing this for the first time, basically hydrogen water is simply water that's had H2 or hydrogen gas dissolved into it. And so, you know, the end product is kind of a gas dissolved solution. It's kind of similar to carbonation, which kind of adds CO2, which is carbon dioxide, to water to make it sparkling. But the difference is you're adding hydrogen gas instead of carbon dioxide, which the carbon dioxide makes it like fizzy water. You're adding hydrogen gas instead. And now it's kind of like all the rage, but now they have kind of these tablets that kind of give a stream of hydrogen bubbles. So is that what you're talking about, is adding kind of some tablets into the water, or are you talking about adding it into a machine and getting hydrogen water that way?
Yeah, no, it's actually put out by one of the like nation's leading holistic doctors, Dr. Mercola, and he created a molecular hydrogen tablet. I do 2 a day every morning, first thing in the water. And yeah, it's full of antioxidant properties, going to go and combat inflammation and just really bring good oxygenation all throughout the body, which is super important because that's another thing that we could dive into if we had more time. But essentially, the terrain of your body like how acidic or how alkaline it is depends upon like your conditions for the potential for breeding disease and how likely you are to, you know, be sick often and that kind of thing. It's like the terrain of a fish tank. Like if you got a good filter and the water's clean, the fish thrive. And if not, well, so that's the same for us.
So you feel like since you're taking those molecular hydrogen pills and adding that into your water, do you feel like you've felt a difference?
I feel like I do feel a bit of a difference a while after I take it. But it's really not just going to be one thing when it comes to your health and just in that process and that journey. It's like multiple little things that stack up. There's something called the allostatic load. And if you picture like you being put in a swimming pool and you've got a backpack on, and if you have nothing in the backpack, you're going to be fine. You're going to be able to swim. You're going to be able to stay afloat. But the more that you put in the backpack, the chemical toxins like the glyphosate and the asbestos that we're likely putting on our face, and, you know, the stressors and the emotional baggage and all of that, it's going to start to weigh you down more and more and more. You're not going to be able to withstand swimming and staying afloat for that long. So the more that we remove from the backpack, and then as we give the swimmer, you know, some fins to stay afloat and, you know, whatever, then like such as the molecular hydrogen, we invest in other healthy aspects of helping them stay afloat versus burdening them with the backpack analogy. You know, so it's all par for the course as far as, you know, you're in it. If you're in it to win it, there's some changes that have to be made. And it's as simple as like, you know, 2 seconds to let those things dissolve and me drink it. And then we're on our way with the day. And so it's just a little nudge to just help my body along.
I love that analogy that you just told us about the backpack, because it really makes so much sense for the listener to be able to understand that, because a lot of people think it's one magic pill, and it's not one magic pill. Sure. It's constantly taking things out of that backpack, like you said, and saying, okay, I'm not going to have gluten. I'm not going to have dairy. I'm going to, you know, purify my air, and I'm going to make sure I'm drinking clean water. And what happens with people, I believe, is that their backpacks are so overloaded. So they've got, let's say, 100 pounds worth of things in the backpack. And then they've taken out maybe 30 things and they're like, I've tried this, I've tried this, I've tried this. And it's like, you've still got 70 pounds in the backpack. And so I think that's where people go, because then they just throw their hands up and go, well, I already tried this and I didn't feel better. I tried this and I didn't feel better. I tried this. And it's truly that there's so much load that you have to get rid of, that I think that analogy really resonates with people.
Well, and the same concept goes with, you know, taking, and you were talking about taking a magic pill. Did you mean like on the holistic side of taking a magic pill, or did you mean?
Well,
like,
no, because what I'm saying is a lot of times people will listen to a podcast and they'll say, like I just had a guy come on and he was talking about copper and how good copper is for you. And I agree. I think we should be taking copper. I think a lot of us are copper deficient. But again, it's not just that one thing, right? Like, or it's right. Like, do you need to take, you know, gluten out of your diet or taking this out? It's not just that one piece. It's so many pieces. And that's what happens with people, is they get overwhelmed because they're like, I've already tried this, this, and this, and I'm still struggling to stay above the water. And unfortunately, there's so many things that you have to do in order, especially if your load is that great.
Right. But the beautiful thing about it that I will say is, and yes, it might seem overwhelming at first, you know, we were just talking about water and I didn't even get into like the microplastics that are in our water now, that essentially, you know, you should be bringing water from home and putting it in glass or stainless steel. and not drinking these microplastics, because all plastic at some point has been around heat and the plastics leach into the water. And that goes into throw off our hormones and our nervous system and our mitochondria, talking about gumming up the cells. excuse me, I had to get a drink of water. But so with microplastics, removing those and just drinking from water out of a glass bottle is a simple thing. So my point being, this all may seem overwhelming, and it's a process that's actually part of the coaching. If somebody wants to work through it with me, I can give them like a roadmap of like, okay, let's start with your pantry. And then when you have time and you've saved up some funds, let's look into an air purifier. A lot of people have home molds. I can't talk. A lot of people have mold in their home to some degree. And so that's working against them. And so clean water, clean air, clean food, those are just three really basic principles. And it's not overwhelming anymore. Like, I did the legwork. I set myself up. I'm good to go. Like, and so if people can just look at it that way, is, yeah, it's a little journey. Take it at your own pace. But when you get everything all set up and you're into new systems and routines, it's going to pay off tenfold in your health, and it's going to help you ultimately overall.
I love that. Well, let's talk about one of the things that you were telling me is about past traumas. And so let's just say everybody does all the things. They clean out their backpack and they do a lot of stuff. But one of the biggest things that can be in their backpack is past traumas, that if they don't deal with their past or some of the current stressors that are in their life, that is, you know, with unforgiveness or some things like that, that that's actually what's causing them to be the most ill, and some of the biggest chronic illnesses that we've seen, and being tied to that emotional and past traumas. Talk about that.
Yeah. So this was one area that I admittedly did not know as much about until I got this diagnosis. And with me determined to overcome, and my grit and determination to apply myself to all these areas and to do the hard work, came the understanding of the emotional aspect of your health. I'm currently with a coach. She's a nervous system brain rewiring coach. And it's this method that she teaches and coaches people through, has been around, oh gosh, I think it's like 50 years. And essentially, this is what it looks like. When your nervous system is not calm in homeostasis, so homeostasis is where our body is supposed to live in complete harmony. Our organs, our nervous system, everything is just functioning optimally, and we're calm and we're peaceful, right? And in today's world and in our society, I mean, it's so fast paced, and we've got pressures and stress and this and that. So if we don't take time to, number one, learn to stop and slow down at some point in time during the day, or maybe multiple points in time during the day, and check in with ourselves, we can keep our nervous system in a heightened state that ultimately affects the rest of our body and our health and our immune system's ability to be able to ward off illness and disease, because we're in a state of fight or flight. And there's a reason why they call it rest and digest. So when you are in the state of homeostasis, like, your body is resting and it can digest. But when we are in a sympathetic nervous system, which is an overinflated, hyper response, stressed state of the nervous system, it can't digest. It's like, picture you just ate a sandwich and now you're being chased by a bear. Is your body going to focus on digesting that sandwich while you're being chased by a bear? Absolutely not. So the same thing applies to, if our nervous system is constantly high strung, then our body can't digest properly. And just the digestion aspect alone throws so many other aspects of our body's systems in complete disarray and off track, and slows it down, and it can't optimally do what it's supposed to do. Do that day after day after day for months and years on end, you're going to have some problems show up. So that's more of the day-to-day, but then there's also a deeper component. And that comes with looking to past traumas and things that might have happened in your childhood, or they may have even happened last week. But we respond, and we can even view our world through something that happened to us, say, when we were young. So, for example, let me just like make up a scenario here. So let's say that your dad was like a very angry father. And when he would get home from work and you didn't have your room cleaned up, or you did something and he was like extra hard on you and he threatened to spank you, and or, you know, he put you to your room with a lot of anger, and you started to fear and feel those feelings and emotions. So anytime throughout your life at that point, those emotions can show themselves again. And sometimes in certain situations, they can even get reinforced. Like, yes, you should be fearful. Yes, you know, you are not loved. And so essentially with this coach and this gal that I'm working with, that's part of the process in retraining, is we go back to different situations in life and scenarios. I feel and explain and understand what I was feeling. And then we work in those moments. And then I continue to work through some of those emotions that show up today, right now. And part of what you tell yourself is you start reconditioning, rewiring, and paving new neural pathways in your brain that tell yourself and your body and your nervous system that I am safe, that I am loved. And then there's like this little technique that you do, this physical thing that you do with your mouth and your tongue, that has this like correlation with actually like scientifically rewiring your brain. So it's looking at the current state and then the past. And what is so incredible is my very coach, she went through a lot of just hell in life. And she had such food sensitivities and some sort of major gut issue. I can't remember what she had. There was only like 8 foods she could eat. She was down to like not being able to eat anything. And she had tried supplements and she had tried all these things. And she found this coach years ago, worked through all her traumas, even unforgiveness. You mentioned that, and I forgot to bring that up. But if you're holding on, and this is talked about a lot, like in the cancer world of like holistic health approaches, even my holistic doctor that I see, she treats cancer patients naturally, and they very much explore, do you have unforgiveness? Are you holding grudges? Because that literally is within your cells. What happens in your soul happens in your cells. So you have to let go. You have to face certain things. And then this beautiful aspect of being able to rewire and learn to calm your nervous system and work with your body, and you're really turning towards yourself in love and willingness to meet maybe your younger self, maybe your current state of what you're facing, but that's ultimately kind of what that looks like.
I love it. Well, this has been amazing. Tell listeners where they can find you and where they can follow you.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. It's been so great to be here with your amazing listeners. So I am on Instagram and TikTok at autumn.mcleese. And I do have that little freebie to give out. It is a clean swap guide. So I've got some things on there, some food, some water, some laundry shampoo, home cleaners, and even an air purifying candle, which is super cool. And then I have my podcast. It's called Know Better, Do Better, where we dive into all aspects of holistic alternative health while challenging the status quo. And then I have autumnmcleese.com.
I love it. Well, we'll put all of that in the show notes, and you guys stay tuned. We've got another episode coming up in just a few. Bye-bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a review on iTunes to get this podcast out to others that may have the same questions that you do. And as always, if you have a question that you want answered, email those to questions@chantelrayway.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.